Welcome to Grape Juice Moms, a Taste of Audio podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClary, and this is episode 12. If you didn't listen to last week's episode about canned wine, you're missing out because it was a huge hit. I received a lot of positive feedback about how informative and interesting the episode was, so catch up when you're done here if you haven't. This week, we transitioned into Albarino Week. I shared that I was underwhelmed by Albarino. In my opinion, it was quite comparable to a Pinot Grigio, which is not a bad thing. I like Pinot Grigio. I just didn't think it was all that special. However, I'm already hearing back from other 52 weeks of wine trainees who were very happy with the Albarino and look forward to trying more in the future. And really, that's what all this is about. There's no right or wrong answer. I share my experience, but it does not mean you have to have the same feelings. My assessment of the Albarino was that it could be fun to bring or serve at a party as a conversation piece, as it's not a common varietal. Or if you were looking to save a couple dollars, you could get an equally refreshing Pinot Grigio. Also this week, I posted a quiz to assess your wine consumption personality. You can find it on my Facebook, Instagram, or grapejuicemom.com under freebies. The quiz essentially assesses how long you've been drinking wine, your purchasing tendencies, your willingness to try new wines, and categorizes you based on those results. You could be a comfort zone consumer, slightly adventurous wino, the Leroy Jenkins of wine consumers, or the fancy pants. I personally fell into the Leroy Jenkins category, but regardless of your result, the Outbook provides Grape Juice Mom product recommendations that are consistent with your preferences. And my most exciting announcement of the week is that I am declaring Grape Juice Mom a supporter of the Special Forces Charitable Trust. I grew up in a Green Beret family and am raising an Army Special Forces family today. If you're unfamiliar, the military has elements of special forces in all of the branches, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and the Green Berets are the Army Special Forces. They are known as the Quiet Professionals. The Special Forces Charitable Trust supports the Army Special Forces community and families through tragedy and survival, and is really an incredible organization. Independent Charities of America has certified them as one of the best in America, and they are very responsible with their financials. I share this because I am very excited to be supporting this organization through my business, and I hope that at a minimum, you'll check out some of the amazing things they do at specialforcescharitabletrust.org. This coming week, I'll be talking to a mom and daughter-owned wine company, and hope to feature them in the near future on this podcast. We are also transitioning into Zinfandel Week for the 52 weeks of wine, which will probably be my favorite week of the year. And I'll be tasting Sans Wine Company's wines with a couple girlfriends this weekend and sharing our experiences. So keep an eye out on Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to be adding a couple new products to my online shop to include a home wine tasting box of 4 bubbly wines, so a champagne, a sparkling wine, a cava, and a prosecco. And I'm also hoping to add a white wine tasting box. I still haven't decided whether the first will be a Pinot Grigio or a Sauv Blanc, and they will all be from different production regions around the world. So stay tuned. And that's all I have for this week. It was short and sweet. I hope to have another interview for you next week to learn something new from the wine world. But until next time, cheers.